With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At a meeting of top American military officers around the world, President Trump declared an end to woke culture in the military.
We're bringing back a focus on fitness, ability, character, and strength. And that's because the purposes of American military is not to protect anyone's feelings. It's to protect our republic. And it's the republic that we dearly love. It's to protect our country. We will not be politically correct when it comes to defending American freedom, and we will be a fighting and winning machine. We want to fight. We want to win.
The meeting was held at the Quantico Marine Corps base outside of Washington. Trump says Pfizer will invest $70 billion in the U.S. and charge lower prices for pharmaceutical drugs.
But by taking this bold step, we're ending the era of global price gouging at the expense of American families, and we're making America healthy again, which is our little theme.
The president said that Pfizer would only charge Medicaid what he called most favored nation prices for its pharmaceutical drugs, which means that the cost would match the lowest prices charged in other developed nations. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are trying to bully Democrats by refusing to negotiate as a standoff over health care and spending threatens to trigger the first U.S. government shutdown in almost 7 years. Schumer says President Trump and fellow Republicans have until midnight Tuesday to get serious. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 81 points, the NASDAQ rose 68, with the S&P 500 up by 27, oil down to $62.49 a barrel. This is SRN News. A lot of people are talking about the trans issue lately, especially about the young man arrested for the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Cox made clear in his statement the alleged killer's roommate, quote, was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female, end quote.
Dr. Albert Mohler, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says the mainstream media has tried to stay far away from that part of the story.
That's exactly what happened with the shooter who killed and injured children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. It happened in the horrifying 2023 mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. It is insanity to argue that the transgender identity has nothing to do with these crimes. The pattern is now undeniable.
Dr. Mohler says it would be false to accuse all transgenders of being tempted towards any such crimes, but he adds, would it be similarly foolish to say pattern? What pattern? This is SRN News. North Korea tells the UN it's keeping its nukes despite UN sanctions to the contrary. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Speaking at the UN General Assembly meeting of world leaders, North Korea's vice foreign minister characterized his country's nuclear weapons as crucial to keeping a balance of power with South Korea. Kim amplified his country's long-standing complaints about U.S.-led military exercises with South Korea and Japan and complained about a growing threat of aggression from Washington and its allies. South Korea says the exercises are necessary to counter North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threats. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A strong earthquake with a magnitude of 6.9 has shaken the central Philippines, injuring several villagers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.